Good afternoon. Our weather today across interior New York and New England will largely be affected by the disturbance that was once Hurricane Delta, now centered off the Delmarva Peninsula. Moisture has been streaming to the north from this system during the first part of the day today, and it's been wet with occasional rain from the Catskills into the mid and lower Hudson Valley and central and southern New England. Meanwhile, to the north, in northern New York, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, it's been sunny as an area of high pressure to the north and east is hanging on and deflecting the rain to the south and east. In between, we've had plenty of cloud cover along the I-90 corridor, although that activity is beginning to thin out, and we'll have a fair amount of sunshine mixing in during the course of the afternoon. In fact, to the south and east, the showers will continue to depart, leaving us drier for the second half of the day. In these locations, temperatures will struggle in the lower to mid-50s for highs, while where we see more sunshine to the north will be in the upper 50s and even closer to the 60-degree mark. As that system slowly works its way up from the Delmarva to Long Island, a front will track our way from the west. The combination of the two will bring a better chance of showers to the entire region tonight. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy and we'll have areas of fog with temperatures back into the 40s. As we get into the day on Tuesday, that front will track through the region and eventually off the New England coast. Showers will be most common throughout the area in the morning, and there is still the chance into the afternoon hours, although we'll see a drying trend into the afternoon from west to east with even a return to some sunshine. High temperatures will respond as well, reaching into the upper 50s to around 60. High pressure will build in on Tuesday night and last into the day on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have a nice rebound with highs on Wednesday into the lower to mid-60s and even closer to 70 by Thursday. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the next front, which will arrive with showers on Friday with highs near 60 and perhaps some lingering showers on Saturday, although the trend into next weekend will be for cooler weather and highs will be back into the lower 50s over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active pattern will see rain and high elevation snow impact parts of the Northwest today and particularly tomorrow. A deep low pressure system is forecast to arrive at the doorstep of the Pacific Northwest by Tuesday morning and dump a couple of inches of rain at the lower elevations and heavy snow across the higher terrain of the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies. Meanwhile, an elevated fire weather risk is in effect today for parts of the Front Range and Central Plains as dry, above-average temperatures and windy conditions continue across the area. Red flag warnings are also in effect for these locations. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 19 at Big Sky, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with rain in the mid-50s. Boston, cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-50s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees. The average low, 41. The record high, 85, set in 1928 and in 1954. And the record low, 22, in 1964. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:17 p.m. 11 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with showers around tonight in the mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower 50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a chance of showers today, most likely in the Catskills, and highs in the mid-50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower 50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with a chance of showers today, most likely south of I-90, with highs in the mid-50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers diminishing during the afternoon hours, some sunshine, especially to the west, with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny in the lower to mid-60s on Wednesday, more sunshine near 70 on Thursday. Chance of showers on Friday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 50s. A chance of showers early Saturday, otherwise turning blustery and cooler lower 50s, and partly sunny in the mid-50s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.